He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. In his press conference on Monday, Coach Gary Kubiak talked about the defense and how aggressive they've become in the last month. He also talked about how Andre Johnson and Steve Slayton have become marquee players for the team. We'll hear more from Kubiak, but first, remember, the last game of the Texans' regular season is on December 28th. It's against the Chicago Bears, and it's Fan Appreciation Day, which means there will be a lot of family fun activities. On Sunday against the Titans, the Texans' defense was the talk of the town. They put pressure on Kerry Collins. They picked off one of his passes, and they made sure he was uncomfortable in the pocket. Kubiak said that the reason why the defense has been gelling is because Dante Robinson is back at his right corner spot.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, I think when he went out there, it gave us some confidence just as a group that, hey, he's back at his old spot. Jock has really grown up as a player and has played extremely well throughout the season and is playing his best football. Moby makes a big play yesterday. And like I said, I just think if you look across the board, the group has settled down. But you got to give Dante a lot of credit. Since he's come back, they've obviously, you know, played with a lot more confidence.
On the other side of the ball, running back Steve Slayton continues to be a workhorse. He had his third consecutive game with over 100 yards rushing, and he did that against the league's third-best defense.
No, you're right. You know, and he's done that other times this season. I think we've talked about this other Mondays about how he looks like he actually gets stronger as the game goes for a small player. But you're right. Good teams, you know, find a way at the end of the game when you're up by a field goal, you're up, you know, whatever, and then you're trying to close the game out. And everybody knows you want to run it to close the game out. You find a way to do it. And that run he made on 1st and 10 when we first got the ball back was just tremendous effort. And then being able to stay in bounds on the last one, you know, it tells you how smart he is. You go back to Green Bay, he catches the ball right before the half. He goes out of bounds with 1 second left, so he can try a field goal. So those are some things you can't teach. You can talk about them, but the players have to have a presence about him. And he's a very mature young man.
Of course, there was Andre Johnson with over 200 receiving yards. Kubiak was read a note from Rockets forward Shane Battier that said, "Throw Andre the ball on every play. In fact, don't even putt." Kubiak thought, you know what, I just might listen to his advice.
I'll tell you what, he's a sharp guy. I met him this summer over at the golf course across the street one day, and you know, I'll tell you what, we will listen to him. I don't know if it'll be every play, but I believe in him. I love watching him play.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston. It's football time.